by existing laws, but I wonder if crystallizing that information is where the benefit here lies, because, you know, there are hundreds of laws on the books. I personally don't have the faith in every individual police officer to know all of them. I think that this has been a very interesting conversation. Thank you for taking the time to chat with us and exploring this topic with our listeners here today. Do you have any closing comments that you'd like to share?
No, I just really appreciate the opportunity to get the word out about the work and the importance of having folks engaged in the conversation. And I really do thank you for highlighting this topic today.
Excellent. Thank you so much. We're going to jump to Of Womankind by Feist, and we will be back just after this.
My mind shows the wind. How you pass time.
I might be of womankind, yeah. I might be of womankind. What you had before you could leave behind. What you had before you could leave behind.
The past a task, you cannot hope to do, and I commiserate with you who made the parallel mistakes that add up to a grain. Praise, climb above the mountainside, protest songs are in our eyes. We'll lift up like a flock of birds. Power grows, God only knows. We'll deconstruct construction noise of cherry lip and uniform. The hubris that the human swarm body is a corporation. I believe we're all a fool.
And welcome back to Can Queer, home of Canada's queer media. I am on my own today, as Sebastian is frolicking amongst the tulips in the Netherlands. I asked him if he was going to Holland, and I was both correct and incorrect, as he was going to the province of Holland in the Netherlands. And, well, yeah, I mean, that's unnecessary details for our listeners, but he is having fun frolicking amongst the tulips whilst I am holding down the fort. Now, we do have a number of updates on stories that we've mentioned previously on Cairncrea. I think very often things arise in the news and there's a moment of headline attention and things very frequently get lost after that. One thing that came up is a California man, Jeremy Hansen, had pled guilty to interstate transmissions in terms of uttering threats. Now, this is the man who had uttered threats against the dictionary. Now, this caused quite a few raised eyebrows at the time, as who would threaten the dictionary. But short of a book ban, that is exactly what happened. Merriam-Webster Inc. in, I think it was 2022, updated their definitions of genders and sex to reflect the more recent common use of those words around trans identity, gender nonconformity, and trans folks, essentially recognizing the fact that how people in society are currently using the term includes definitions of this. I'm going to try and see if I can pull up Merriam-Webster's definition here. Actually, I'll get to that in just a second. But Jeremy Hansen his defense argued that he had some mental health concerns. He had uttered threats to the governor of California, the mayor of New York, a New York rabbi, as well as Disney. But it led to a point where Merriam-Webster very much believed that their operations were at risk. Now, earlier in the conversation we had with Helen Kennedy, the executive director of EGAL Canada, she also noted that a lot of vitriol had been directed at EGAL Canada. Now, I'm going to read some of the threat that Mr. Hansen placed. I'm going to keep it just a small tweak to give you a sense of the vitriol here. He wrote that the headquarters should be shot up and bombed. It's sickening that you've caved to the cultural Marxist anti-science expletive agenda. He has been sentenced to 1 year in prison. So that is the conclusion of that story. And I think it's important that we capture these updates where, you know, these outrageous statements, threats against the dictionary, for example, is a breach of the law. And then they are consequently held accountable to it. Our listeners may have also seen that Bud Light sent a very popular openly trans content creator, the TikToker Dylan Mulvaney, a individualized branded Bud Light can. Now, my understanding is that Bud Light sent a number of these to a number of people, and people were absolutely outraged that a trans person had an individualized can from Bud Light. I think the singer Kid Rock filmed himself shooting Bud Light cans, and several organizations have called for a boycott. In unrelated news, shares of Anheuser-Busch, the overall owner of Bud Light, have been now at a 52-week high. And I think one of the things that I saw coming out of this debate, and I think Jack Daniels also got into the news for a video I think they released several years ago that seems to have recently resurfaced, that people are now calling to boycott Jack Daniels. You know, the thing about Bud Lights that really jumped to my attention as this story was unbreaking and really hitting the fore was Bud Light's move here in targeting Dylan Mulvaney and the next younger generation. It is demonstrating to the next generation of drinkers that this is a company that is on their side. And in terms of marketing, it was quite a clever move because, you know, all of these younger folks who are becoming to be of drinking age are looking at what brands are worth spending their money on. And as folks know, brand loyalty starts when you're younger. So the fact that Bud Light and the father company is now at a 52-week high in terms of the shares, despite the backlash against them, is not a huge surprise to myself. Sticking to the United States for a second, we were a little bit concerned that, well, we were actually surprised to see a statement come out of Equality Florida. They have, they're an advocacy group within Florida, and they have issued an advisory to anyone from outside of Florida, and I'll read it here. Today, Equality Florida took the extraordinary step of issuing a travel advisory warning of the risks posed to the health, safety, and freedom of those considering short or long-term travel or relocation to the state. The move comes in response to a wave of safety inquiries that Equality Florida has received following the passage of laws that are hostile to the LGBT community, restrict access to reproductive health care, repeal gun safety laws, foment racial prejudice, and attack public education. The executive director of Equality Florida goes on and say that they've spent decades working to improve Florida's reputation and have lost confidence in it. I think what really jumps out at me is when equality organizations in a state are issuing travel advisories telling people to not come and visit. I think that that is an extreme situation that we find ourselves in. But it's not all doom and gloom. There was an attack at Times Square where a gay couple was savagely beaten in front of a large crowd that is raising concerns in New York City. But yes, I'm going to jump to a song whilst I find some good news, because we've been diving into some of the news out of the United States, and it's very difficult to find a silver lining amongst the stories that are originating there. So we are going to work on that. But for now, we'll be moving to our next track. We are highlighting some new releases from Canadian favorites. And I think we just had Feist a little earlier with Of Womankind. And I think next up, if I recall correctly, we have the new track by Rufus Wainwright. Now, I'm usually not the biggest fan of Rufus Wainwright. I find, as I'm sure I think I've mentioned in the past, it can be a little not as lively as I usually tend to prefer, but this new track featuring John Legend, Heading for Home, is an excellent new release by Rufus Wainwright, obviously openly gay and Canadian. So this is a great track by Rufus Wainwright featuring John Legend. This is Heading for Home, and we will be back with hopefully some good news just after this.
Seasons mirror my own. geese flying south are calling to me. And I'm thinking of heading for home. Yeah, I'm thinking of heading for home. Always on the move, with banner unfurled, yet gathering moss on the stone. Oh, I sing for the children and cry for the world. And I'm thinking of heading for home. Yeah, I'm thinking of heading for home. My old friend and death my new kin. I'm not taking this journey alone. I am old, I am young, I am all that I've been. And I'm thinking of heading for home. Yeah, I'm thinking of heading for home. The memory of love will burn in my heart till embers and ashes are gone. The light in your window is my northern star, and I'm thinking of letting.
Hello and welcome back to Can Queer, home of Canada's queer media. My name is Luke Smith, and frolicking in the tulips in the Netherlands is Sebastian Plant, who was unable to make it today on account of his tulip-based frolicking. Now, I did promise, just before we had that great new track by Rufus Wainwright, the Heading for Home featuring John Legend, some good news. And we did some digging and we found some good news for the LGBTQ plus community. And that is, anyone planning a trip to the Cook Islands may be pleased to see that the Cook Islands have repealed provisions in their Crimes Act, the Crimes Act 1969 in the Cook Islands, effectively decriminalizing homosexuality in the legislation. Now, our understanding is that this 1969 legislation hasn't necessarily been enforced for a while, which is fantastic. But the Crimes Sexual Offences Amendment Bill 2023 was just passed on Friday. Prior to that, there was a potential for a 5-year jail sentence for men engaging in, quote, indecent acts with other men. And yeah, no, this is a historical day for the Cook Islands. The Prime Minister noted that, and I quote here, "My party has fulfilled its pledge to stomp out discrimination of the LGBT community in our society and to uphold our constitutional commitment to human rights." He posted on Facebook. So yeah, this is excellent news that anyone visiting the Cook Islands now doesn't have the threat of a 5-year jail term for anyone planning to have quote-unquote indecent acts. sticking to the theme of, well, this one's not as obviously good news, but we had kept an eye on a news story a few years ago of a gentleman called Hamdi Al-Qudsi, and I apologize if I mispronounced that name. He was the leader of the terrorist group Shura, and he has been sentenced to 15 years in jail in Australia. He was based in Sydney. Now, initially, the Shura group, a terrorist group in Australia, had been planning to send recruits from Australia to train with ISIS and then fight in the Syrian war. Australian authorities were quite effective at stopping that from happening. And the Shura terror group pivoted, as they would, and decided to target a number of more available targets within Australia, which included the courthouses and the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, which was the one of the largest LGBTQ celebrations in the world. But yeah, there was definitely a plan in place to bomb the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras at the hands of this terror group, the leader of which, as I mentioned earlier, was just sentenced to 15 years in jail for his part in that. And then the other great news is, you know, this is sort of good news in the making. We often like to share some of these upcoming good news stories as we keep an eye on things. Vietnam, there is a member, a lawmaker, Nguyen An Chi, who has proposed to the Standing Committee of the National Assembly in Vietnam a new law that would make it much easier for the Vietnamese to be able to change their gender identity on legal documents. Now, what we've mentioned before is that in many countries, homosexuality or gender identity just frankly has never come up. It's not been, maybe they weren't, didn't have colonial era laws imposed on them, or they had been repealed en masse once they became independent. But Vietnam is an excellent example of that, of a country where there just frankly is nothing on the books. It's never been illegal, but it's never been explicitly legal either. Now, in 2015, Vietnam did introduce marriage equality, which is, well, they effectively removed the ban on same-sex marriage. And this new law does potentially cover some of the same ground as an existing law that they are, quote-unquote, studying, and that is the gender affirmation law. So there is a bit of a question mark as to whether or not the two will be combined. The lawmaker in question said that the government appeared to be on board and seemed to reflect an effort by the Southeast Asian state to be more welcoming to LGBT folks and potentially become a bit of a refuge for tourism in the area as well, which is very encouraging. In less exciting news, in Hungary, in Europe, they have recently passed a new law. This law specifies that Hungarians can now report without consequence people who have contested, and I quote here, the constitutionally recognized role of marriage and family. Now, this is being effectively nicknamed the snitching bill, as it enables people to report their friends, well, maybe not friends at this point, their families, neighbors, what have you, for anyone that promotes things outside of the constitutional understanding of a marriage, which is between one man and one woman, and of course the mother of being a woman and the father being a man. The great concern here is that anyone in Hungary who is not a straight cisgendered couple may now become the target of people filing police reports against them for raising children outside of a male-female relationship, or even being in a non-male-female relationship. It's worth noting that Hungary is currently in the midst of a European Commission case. It's about 22 billion euros being held from Hungary by the European Commission as the case is ongoing under their, quote, No Say Gay law, which is the anti-gay propaganda law in Hungary, effectively banning the teaching of non-straight sexualities to anyone under the age of 18. 15 countries have now joined the commission in that court case, including both Germany and France. So it is very likely that with the heavyweights, I know Ireland joined quite early in that case, but including there is Belgium, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, Denmark, Portugal, Spain, Sweden, Slovenia, Finland, and as I mentioned, France and Germany. The issue, with only a couple of minutes left on the clock here, the issue with these Hungarian laws is that Hungary, being a part of the EU, is obviously required to play by European rules. And there is a sense that these laws do not, and that they discriminate against people based on their sexual orientation or gender identity, contrary to European law. And if they want to be in the club, they have to play by the club rules. This seems to be a similar theme to what we were saying earlier in terms of Fox News being carried by Canadian broadcasters. Obviously, they will need to play by Canadian laws. If you have any thoughts on today's message, today's conversation, you can tweet us at TalkCanQueer, at least whilst Twitter continues to exist. And we will be keeping an eye on other ones. I did also, the last story I wanted to mention is a bit of an update on Mr. Beast. Now, our listeners are probably aware that Mr. Beast is, I think he's the world's largest YouTuber in terms of audience, and he has come out as definitively defending Chris, the longtime cast member of Mr. Beast, the channel, and has certainly looked to defend the vitriolic backlash that has emerged behind Chris, the long-term cast member. We are going to be playing out with the Prodigal Daughter D-Ed version from Lights. This is a new release version of one of Lights' most popular songs, but I don't know if we've necessarily heard this rendition of it before. This is Lights, Prodigal Daughter by Lights, and we will be back next week on CanQueer, home of Canada's queer media. Thank you for listening.
Take me to the doctor, cover me with holy water, cleanse me with fire, 'cause I am the prodigal daughter. I have been all the way down with a dead woman walking. You don't go looking for the truth until you've heard the devil talking. Cool side, love, magic, feminism, finally found religion, laying naked on a poolside. Baby,
on average, every 6 days, a woman in Canada is killed by her intimate partner. The women in our communities deserve to feel safe from both emotional and physical abuse. They deserve men who control their anger. Most importantly, they deserve to know the people they love most will never hurt them. Men like me stand up to create a safer world for the women in our lives. And we're looking to men like you, the men who make up our communities, to join us. You can play an active part to end violence. Visit www.whiteribbon.ca.